So when you're praying in the Holy Spirit is praying. He's praying. And you're not in any deep concentration. The Holy Spirit is praying through you. So I thought you would enjoy that. And this morning we're going to continue with our study on unleashing the supernatural power of praying in tongues. And so Apostle Leonard is coming at this time. So let's give a warm welcome to Apostle Leonard.
Yes, thank you. So once again, we're going to just talk about unleashing the supernatural power of praying in tongues. So our category is, because number five here, it's praying in tongues is strengthening your inner self. And that inner self, it means that innermost being. Once again, innermost being with power and might. So that's good. So we want to have that power and might, don't we? And that's a category there. So we could all read this scripture together if you would. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, Ephesians 3:16. To grant you, according with the wealth of his glorious perfections, to be strengthened by his Holy Spirit with power penetrating to your innermost beings. I have like a white light that is, you know, the very word I want to read, Spirit, it gets covered with a light bulb. So it's like staring into the sun for a minute, but it'll go away real quick. So that's really good. It talked about strengthen. So that word strengthen means to be made stronger. How many want to become stronger? Hey, every hand went up. It also means to increase your strength and force. So we're all going to be stronger and more powerful. And that's what's really good because, you know, I prayed in the Spirit all the time since I was, 6 years old, and I'm 77. So I always had a little bit more power and more strength in some things that I, what to do and what not to do. So according to Apostle Paul, when you pray in tongues, you are strengthening or fortifying your spirit man with might. So that inner person has more strength, doesn't it, and more power, which is good. And that word power is actually comes from the word dunamis, which is dynamite. So look out. Paul knew the most about praying in tongues. He quoted that he prayed in tongues more than ye all. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians 14:8. Well, because he wrote, you know, most of the scriptures of praying in tongues. So it helped him write all of his books in the New Testament. There's more than a half a dozen books that he wrote. So the word might, I already said that. The Greek word is dunamis, which means miraculous power and explosive power. We want that explosive power, don't we? Just to break through things if we need to break through. So the more you pray in the Spirit, the more you are increasing the spiritual force on the inside of you. So, and defeating the enemy. So that's very important. To defeat the enemy, you just keep praying in the Spirit. And then, for one thing, the enemy don't understand it if he's anywhere near. But through that, it gives you more strength and more power. So, how can you be depressed when the strength of God is within you? So if you have just a tiny bit of depression, you know what? Pray in the Spirit. It will just lift you up inside. That's very important. Just like the barbells will build up your arms. How many have ever lifted weights? Lifted weights, yeah, barbell. You know, just keep going deeper and deeper, and you become stronger. Also, praying in tongues. Are you ready? builds up the muscles in your spirit. Hallelujah. So we just pray in the spirit all the time, and or whenever you need to. I remember one time I was driving down the road and I was praying in the spirit, and I was on my way to work, and I was just praying in the spirit, and the Lord says, Leonard, when you get to work, you're going to have to do this, this, and this. And I didn't think nothing of it. I just kind of put it, you know, put it over there in my back pocket. But guess what happened? That very thing happened at work that day. Well, what happened was the light bulb burned out, and I hurried up and changed the light bulb, but it was a completely different light bulb. And through that, I was able to work twice as hard or twice as fast. So also when you just pray in the spirit, you become strong. It helps keep that flesh in your human body of yours in line. So we always want to be in line, don't we? So it's really good to pray in the spirit and just keep in line. So the more you pray in the spirit, the more you are increasing in spiritual force within. All right. More spiritual force within. So that's really good, isn't it? All right. And so our final thought there is praying in tongues keeps you spiritually fit, powerful, and strong. So you're going to have stronger spiritual muscles inside. That's good. So everybody say hallelujah. And we're going to pray in tongues later again. So that's really good. I appreciate it. All right, the next one, number 6. Praying in tongues is praying things that have been concealed to be revealed. That have been concealed, in other words, hidden, to be revealed. And the scripture says, they spoke in tongues and prophesied. So that's important when you just speak in tongues. That prophecy means to hear and do what the Lord wants you to do. And then, of course, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And that's good, isn't it? We won't be stagnant, right? We won't be muddy, but we will be flowing with rivers of water. So it's important that we just keep, you know, praying that. So in the Greek word for flow is called rheo, R-H-E-O. And it means to flow, stream, utter, say, or speak. And living, and so in the word living is Z-A-O, yeah, Zoe, or whatever it is. Oh, there it is. I didn't see it up there. Zoe. Z-A-O, I guess I don't know how you say that in the Greek. So it also means quickly, warm, fresh, spiritual, and eternal. Well, we want to be that, don't we? We want to be fresh. We want to be quick. We want to be warm. We want to be eternal spiritually. So that's very important. So when we pray in tongues, it brings elaborate and eloquent words that flow quickly and are fresh from God. And of course, God's word is logos, which means written. So even when you pray in tongues, it's kind of written upon the table of your heart. In your heart, you know, the table is like, boom, right on the very top. So we want to make sure that we just constantly keep praying in spirit, praying in tongues, and flow, because we'll have that written on the table of our heart. Also, most charismatic Pentecostal people, my tape papers are stuck. Pentecostal people understand the word rhema, which is kind of the root word. Therefore, when you are praying in tongues, you are declaring the rhemas, or you know, the written words of God. So that's very important. It's his, basically his spoken word. So I just want to constantly keep praying in the spirit. You are decreeing and prophesying your future bringing into new, fresh, warm life from God. So I think, why don't we just all get ready and close your eyes. We're going to pray in the Spirit a little bit, because this tongues is going to just pull you from the past into the future. So when we pray in the Spirit right now, we're just going to move forward. How many want to move forward? Well, nobody wants to turn around and go back, right? So let's just pray in the Spirit for just a couple minutes or a few seconds. Heavenly Father, Shaka Talamako Sika Talamashina Lamasaya. Ha ba 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 ka shi ka ta la ma 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 ka sa na la ma ka si ya. Ha ba 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 ka sha ka ta la ma ka si ka ta la ma shi na. O le le la ma ma ka sha. Ha ba 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 ka shi ka ta la ma si na la ma ka sha ka ta la ma si ya. Ha ba 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 ka si ka ti la ma ka sha la ma si ya. Ha la ba la ma ka shi ka ta la ma sa na la ma si ya. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the new future. I just kind of heard that the Lord's going to open up our eyes and everything, and we're going to have greater understanding, more inner self, everything, our innermost being, and stronger muscles on the inside, what we talked about. So, Lord, we release that blessing, new future in everybody. All right, I got a couple more yet. Appreciate it. Number 7, praying in tongues is home improvement and a source of spiritual edification. That's good, isn't it? Spiritual edification. And what that really means is, I really like it. I didn't know that guy was talking about that. We had the pre-video, but I already have written down here, you have a better brain potential. So I heard from the Lord too. Because here it was on the video about his brain. So we have a better improvement, more of a spiritual edification, and a better brain potential. I think everybody in here has got nice brains anyway, but I really do appreciate it. Well, and the scripture says, and let's all read this, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. That's really good. That edify, and we're going to show what that really means. Oh, it's right there. we'll get it in a minute. Edifies himself and improves himself. So that means edify means to, like, you know, build up and improve, make us stronger and all of that. All right, and let's read that next one. He who speaks in an unknown tongue does good to himself. So we just want to be good, don't we, and become stronger. Okay, and then the next PowerPoint, please. Yes. Paul was encouraging the Corinthian church to keep praying and worshiping in tongues as a means of spiritual edification. Other versions use this word, instead of edification, improve. That improve means just to make it twice as better, doesn't it? Fix it all up to perfection. Improve. And it also means does good. It means build and help themselves. So that's really good, to define edifieth. So that's important. Just, can you imagine just praying in the tongue? You get improved. You become good. You become all built up, everything. And you can't even help yourselves. So it is important. I think Janet talked about it. Bishop Hammond always prays a minimum of 1 hour a day. Sometimes it's a maximum of more. So it's important. And he's very strong. How many of us could use some improvements right now? We can always get better, can't we? So tongues will improve you and build you up in especially right now. I would call a down and out world, isn't it? Boy, this world is getting real down and out, but we can pray in tongues, and guess what? It will improve us and build us up. In fact, we can safely say that tongues, and that's the next PowerPoint. Is it in there? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Tongues is doing home improvement. Oh, I see it. Yeah. So it's important that we have that home improvement, isn't it? And why don't we all just read this next portion? It is our daily maintenance to keep our temple in structure. In Greek, the word edify is oikodomio, which means a compound of two words. Oiko is a house, and domio is to build a house. This word edify means to charge you up like a charged dead battery. Amen. Let's read the last part. Bishop Hammond says, we must charge our spiritual battery daily by praying in the Spirit. That's good, isn't it? We don't want our batteries to go dead, do you? Because our cars won't start. So I'm just talking about our spiritual car. Some of you are trucks and some of you are race cars, sorry. But whatever it is, charge your battery. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but one of the boys that's here is a little motorcycle. Shoo! He can go up and down mountains, everything, spiritually. So that's important. So I really like that. Praying in the Spirit will charge your battery. You probably just try to memorize that portion. So it does help us function so we can operate our bulldozer life. Bulldozer life. And without it, we cannot even start it up. But yes, we all pray in the Spirit. It changes us from riding a tricycle, guess what, to a bulldozer, which is 100 times bigger, 100 times stronger, everything, isn't it? So each one of us, we no longer have to ride a little itsy-bitsy teeny tricycle. You're all bulldozer workers right now. And I release that power over each one of you, 100 times bigger, 100 times stronger, 100 times more powerful, everything. Nothing is impossible with each one of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Sorry, I got tingled with the Holy Spirit right now. It's like fire is going to come down me. So the more you pray in the Spirit, the bigger you get and the more increase you have in everything you do. So this verse could literally be translated as, all we who speak or pray in an unknown tongue build our houses and charge each one of yourselves with a spiritual current, spiritual electricity, so you can operate and function in the high, powerful level with God. So even when you pray in the Spirit, you have spiritual electricity inside of you, and you have a larger house, everything. So let us keep growing and increasing the power in each one of your lives. So we have, I could ask the question, have you ever felt drained and either physically or spiritually? We've all felt drained one time or another in our life, haven't we? So this is really important. Let's just read this together. Praying in tongues gives us the ability to charge our body with spiritual energy. I thank God He give us the ability to edify, lift up, and improve ourselves. That's really good. I appreciate you guys, each one of you. That was really powerful. So when we pray in the Spirit again, Janet, do you want to lead them in one time? Or should I just, why don't we all just pray in the Spirit again? Well, tongues is building a stronger premises to carry the anointing. So let's just pray in the Spirit for, you know, maybe 30 seconds. And once again, edify, build up, stronger, all of that. So let's just pray. Shikatarabaka shanamasiranamashaya. Ha ba 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 ko sikatarabaka shakarabasiya. We pray you baba moko tenaralina nana mama mama kaka. Ananana moko shina nana mahama. Hidaramaka sikatarabashaya. Ha ba 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 ba. Ava babaka shikatanama sanamaka sikatanamasia. Ama mamaka sikatanama shinamasia. Ama baba babaka shakatanabaka sikatanamasia. Ava babaka shayanamasaya. Amen. Ava bakasia. That's good. Ava bakasia, Makasaya. Well, that's good. So each one of you, I just feel a greater strength, more power, more strength, everything in you. And there's just, you know, carrying even a greater anointing. So we release that blessing right now. All right, my last one is number 8, and it's a little bit shorter, so you're right. Praying in tongues builds and stimulates your faith. So that's good. That stimulate means to like pinpoint, or, you know, I mean, just purposely, direction, all that. But let's read that scripture. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. And that is important. It talks about us. We're going to build ourselves up. Each one of you. I just see the great building of each one of you. I mean, it's just a step-by-step process. Now let's read the next scripture. But you, beloved, build yourselves up, founded, on your most holy faith. Make progress, rise like, and edifice higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. So that's important, you know, because it's really good. The Bible says when you read the Word of God, the Bible talks about it's like double written. It's a double writing of you. It's not just, you know, thinking about it, but when you speak it, it's boom. There's a double anointing. So I feel that double blessing on each one of you speaking the Word of God. Yes. But in the next, I don't know if it's on the next PowerPoint in the book of Jude. Oh, yeah. In the book of Jude, he warns us of a time of great apostasy. That word apostasy, what does it say? To turn away from Christ. Oh, that just, I'm sorry, I got tears on that one. We do never, and we're seeing that right now. We're seeing an apostasy in the world, aren't we? I don't watch, and I try to just watch to see what the weather is going to be, so when I know when to mow or go do that. But I turn on the news, and then what do you get? Apostasy, don't you? All kinds of negative things sometimes. So it's important that we will not turn away, right? We will never turn our back on Jesus Christ. We will run to Jesus Christ. So in the last days, we're right would be considered wrong and vice versa. Oh, I see. So what was right? Guess what? They're making it wrong, aren't they, in nowadays? But no, we're not going to turn away, are we? So people will have itching ears versus sound doctrine. And we don't want to do that, do we? We want to make sure we have that strong, sound doctrine. And also, there will be rough times. We're seeing that, aren't we? Rough times. Also, the enemy will seek to wear out the saints of the Most High God. But I always told everybody, you will never be wore out, will you? Let me tell you something. I was born and raised on a farm, and I used to have to milk cows. My dad would wake me up at 5:30 in the morning because the bus would be there 5 minutes till 7. So at 5:30 in the morning, me and my three brothers, we milk cows. And guess what? I didn't become weaker. I became stronger. Also, you know, right now, I think like the 1st of August, we would bale hay for the cows. Are you ready? One wagon had 60 bales of hay, and guess what? They all weighed 60 pounds. But guess what? We was on the wagon, and we had to throw them up in the balcony. Because we opened up the thing, and we dropped down a bale of hay, and guess what? The cows, moo, moo, more and more. But it was 300 bales of hay. I didn't become weaker. Guess what? I became stronger. So I declare each one of you are going to be stronger from the Most High right now. You will become more muscular. More muscular spiritually, of course. So, amen. All right, you do not need to be a rocket scientist to realize that we are living in the days of the apostasy. The thing we need most in these tough times is a strong, simulated faith, a strong faith. Jude tells us that when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we are building and stimulating our world with overcoming faith. In other words, that overcoming means the powerful, and then take it over. So praying in tongues is a faith booster, and it will raise you higher and higher, especially in this down and out world. So that's very important. So we're in a down and out world right now, but we're going to become stronger. We're going to become higher, and each one of you are going to be more powerful. And praying in the Holy Spirit brings progress. The world system under Satan's influence is designed to hinder and hold back your progress in every sense of the word. You know, I'm talking about, you know, the word of God. He's trying to just, you know, maybe try to make you think different. But no, we're not going to think different. You're going to have a stronger mind. So as you keep praying in tongues, your progress will become unstoppable. How many want to be unstoppable? And so, especially in undeniable by your worst enemies. So there it is right there. Unstoppable and undeniable by your worst enemies. So that's really important. So remember, when we pray in the Spirit, it will always stop the enemy from progress. And Janet, you want to do the last leading? She's good at it too. I really appreciate you and stronger. And I know I told you before, but I think in like 1991 or 92, we kind of started a thing called prayer and praise. So we did it for about eight or nine years, just straight every time. And that's what it was, praying in the Spirit and worship.
Yes, the word is Praisers. P-R-A-Y-S-E-R-S. That's our legal name. Praisers Ministries Incorporated. We are Praisers. We love to pray and we love to worship. Amen. All right. So I'm just going to share a little bit from Bishop's book that goes along with this teaching in Jude. And it's short. It's not going to take long, but I thought you would enjoy hearing from our bishop. How many enjoy hearing from Bishop? Amen. Okay. So this is a part in his book on 77 Reasons to Speak in Tongues. And the scriptures, he starts out with the currency of heaven and earth. Money is the medium of exchange for all earthly things. A word of faith spoken with Holy Spirit power is the medium of exchange for all heavenly things. So speaking in tongues is the key to our victory because faith is the victory that overcomes. Faith is the currency of heaven as money is the currency of earth. If a person has enough money, he can purchase anything that man has to offer. If a person has enough faith, he can procure all that heaven has to offer. Jesus put no limitations on the possibilities of what faith can procure. Just think about that. God put no limitations on us. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible. Mark 9:23. Apostle Paul revealed that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Ephesians 3:20. And Jude 1:20 declares that praying in tongues generates faith in an individual. Beloved, build yourselves upon your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. That's from the King James Version. Beloved, build yourselves upon your most holy faith by how? Praying in the Holy Spirit. It charges a believer's spirit and builds him up in his most holy faith. This spiritual power is produced like powerful electricity is produced at the dam. The water flowing out of the water gate through the turbine turns the big dynamos, which generate electrical power. The more we pray in our spirit language, the more we charge our spirit with faith and power. God is able to do all things in us and through us, but how much more can be done is according to the amount of faith and power we have within us. The more ways we can find to increase God's faith and power within us, the more powerful and productive we can be in our lives and ministries. And that's what we want, right? Amen. To increase our faith, we must know what produces faith, its area of operation, and what activates it. The location and operation of faith is in your heart and in your mouth. The word of faith is in your heart and mouth. With your heart, you believe, and with your mouth, you speak it. Therefore, speaking, whether in our native tongue or an unknown tongue, is the determining factor in our victorious living. That's why the book of Jude tells Christians to build themselves up in the most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit with their spirit prayer languages. So we're going to take just a few minutes once again to take time to pray in the Spirit, to build ourselves up. You know, I believe we come to church on Sunday mornings to get built up, to get ready to go back out, to get refreshed, to be healed, to be restored, to be encouraged, to be loved, to be accepted. And God builds us back up. And as we go out, that's why we need to pray in the Holy Spirit all the time, knowing that it's charging our batteries and building us up. So once again, doesn't have to be loud. Just pray in the Holy Spirit and just close yourself in. And we'll do that for just a couple minutes. If you can put on some music, or if Jeff is ready to play some music. You're ready to play some music? He's going to play some music while we pray in the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask the elders if they'll come while we're doing that and get ready to serve communion. Let's go ahead and pray. Let's just stay in this place of praying in the Spirit. Let's come forward and receive our elements to take together. As we take communion this morning, may we never lose the wonder of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Yeah. Communion should never become a ritual act. Yeah. But every time we partake of the bread and the juice, we are remembering the body of Christ that was broken. Yeah. and the blood of Jesus that was spilt on the ground at the cross as an atonement for the sins of the world. Thank you, Lord. So we should be in wonder as we think about all the Lord has done for us. In Mark 9:15, it says, as soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him. And that's what we do this morning as we partake of communion. We run to the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. We read about it this morning in the psalm as we opened the service. He made the stars. He made the heavens. He made the oceans. He made the mountains. He is the creator of everything. And he was willing to go to the cross to die for his creation. He died for the very things that he formed and created. This is amazing love. So, Lord, we thank you for this bread and this cup today, Lord. As we receive it today, Lord, we're reminded that you were bruised for our transgressions and you were wounded for our iniquities, and your chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we are healed today. So let's partake of the bread. And we remember the sacrifice of the cross as we lift up the cup and we bless this cup and we receive this cup today as the New Testament, the New Covenant, bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's receive the cup. This morning, the Lord is our portion. So we don't seek peace from the world because we can see the cross and the finished work of the cross, that Jesus purchased peace that passes all understanding. Tell the Lord, I receive your peace that passes understanding. And the Lord is our portion this morning, and we do not seek love from the world because we look at the cross and we remember the immeasurable love of Jesus Christ that he poured out for us upon the cross and washed us clean from our sins to be a part of the family of the living God. Hallelujah. God bless you.